the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
No one wants to be the sweaty guy at work, right? So, pick up some new Dove Men's Plus Care. 91% of guys who use it recommend it.
Hey, it's Monday. Are you driving to work or are you already at work? I guess you didn't retire. I guess you didn't listen to the Retire Worry Free Show Saturday. This is Steve Light, host of the Retire Worry Free Show. Heard Saturday at 2 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS. Tune in next week. Let's get you retired.
Commence countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Get ready. We are just 3 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as the Bears of Missouri State come to Columbia to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play, right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Ready, go and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet.
No. I forgot the words. I've never heard this. What are the words? Oh, sorry. I heard it for 20 years. No, 30 years. Whoa. We're all back together. And glad to be with you. Hang on a minute. I have to get my calendar because I don't want to misstate this. Today's 14th, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more weeks. We have this week, and then 1, 2, 3, 4 more.
Wow.
Full. Now, hang on a minute. This week, the next week, 3.
This
four, yeah, 5.
Math,
no, hang on a second. We don't have a, if we had a calculator.
Yes, that would help.
It's 5 weeks. The yeah, because the golf tournament is 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks from this Friday. So we have we have 5 full weeks to be on the air. This week and 4 more. And then adios amigo.
Can you turn my headphones up just a hair?
Sure.
No, man.
Not a whole lot.
Just an
RCH. Just
an
a little bit, yeah. Oh, that's good right there. Yeah.
You almost made it sound like it was some sensual.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right there. Keep it right there, baby.
That's good. Let me see. Folks, I have something so huge to auction off. And the good news is this is something really big for a certain sect of people. It's not something others would be interested in, but for the, let's put it this way, it's like the Masters. If you could get an all access, if you're a golfer and you love golf and you could get an all access pass to the Masters, you get to go in that house where they jacket on, I mean, VIP, everything. It's the equivalent of that.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you in a couple minutes here what it is, but it needs a setup. And I want to jump right on this because I don't know how long it's going to take to get the money that we'd like to see for this. And I also want Peon to do a little research because he's the best at research. Margie Price is the lady who is the executive director of the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. And she had asked me if I would be willing to auction something off for this charity, a terrific charity. And we had a nice talk, and I said, only if you can come up with something huge. I said, I don't want a condo at the Lake of the Ozarks for the weekend. I don't want a, you know, two-night stay in Chicago. I don't want that. I don't want go up in a World War II plane for 15 minutes and fly over St. Charles or sightseeing to none of that. It has to be big, big, big. I said, then you, because if I'm going to do this, I want to see a nice check go to this charity. Now, sometimes there are two ways, you know, to raise money for charity. Lots of little pieces, little donations, but sometimes something comes along, and unfortunately, not everybody can participate. This is why it's good that in this world there are successful people, people who have done well, who are generous. There are two types of rich people. The greedy kind that still don't think they're rich enough. They just can't make enough money, and they're selfish. And then the people who realize they don't really need any more money, they're still going to be making more because they are successful, but yet they're generous with it. I'm looking for one of those people. So here's what I have. And I have no idea what this is worth, but I have a pretty good idea. I don't care anything about racing, car racing. I just don't. I've been to a NASCAR race. I had an all-access VIP pass to the pit. I actually picked up lug nuts. I was that close to the pit crew, but I didn't care. There are thousands of people out there who would have done almost anything for that thing I had around my neck, that pass.
You know, the lanyard.
Oh, they'd have killed. You had what? And I didn't even care. This is, let's start with this, something that's so hard to get a room anywhere near. We got that covered, too, by the way. The Indianapolis 500.
Whoa!
Oh, no, it gets better. I have four VIP tickets. I have a VIP parking pass and VIP pit passes for the four people. And something that now, even 9 months out, you can't find, and that's a place to stay. I have two hotel rooms at the Courtyard by Marriott Indianapolis South for the night before the race for two couples.
Wow.
So we're talking four tickets, that's two couples, two hotel rooms, then these are VIP tickets, VIP parking, VIP pit passes. Go try to get this on your own. And if you can, you are going to pay a fortune for this. I have them. And I want good money for them, because every dollar goes to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. And here's how you'll know that it all goes there. That's how you'll write the check. The check will be made out to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. Anytime you want to make sure, at any event, any charitable thing, if you want to make sure the money goes where they say it'll go or you want it to go, then you make the check out to that charity. Now, I don't know how many of you listening care about the Indianapolis 500. I've talked to people. I will tell you this, not even caring about racing, I would like to see it. It's supposed to be an unbelievable spectacle, but I want to see it from a helicopter.
Yes.
And then I want to go home. I don't. They say parking.
Oh, people's yards. Charge.
They'll charge $300 to park in their yard, and you still got to walk a mile.
Yeah, my parents, who are not big race fans, they got to go do a VIP thing 1 year because somebody that worked for a beer distributorship had passes, and not even being big fans, they were just blown away by, it's a spectacle. It's one of the, you know, biggest car races in the world.
Oh, yeah. I've seen overhead shots from, you know, helicopter shots over the years it makes the biggest college football tailgating look like a joke. These people they're fanatics. They're crazy. And they don't care if it takes 3 hours to park. So they'll take three. Not you. You'll have a VIP parking pass. You will have a pit pass, four of them, and four VIP tickets. Now, I know it's early in the day, and we don't have to wrap this up today, but I'm going to tell you right now, we're not starting the bidding on this thing at a couple of $1,000s. We're not. This is absolutely worth it. I'll tell you what. I know what I could do is just let somebody call. And again, I'm talking to a small percentage of the audience. I know that. But if you're listening and you know somebody who would do everything but kill somebody for these, call them right now and say, oh, my goodness, I know you've always wanted to get in the 500. You got some money, but we're not starting it at $2,000. That's just not going to cut it. That means for $500 a piece, you get a room the night before, and you get a pit passes, and you get VIP tickets and parking. No, and that's not going to happen. And you can't get that. You can't do that. Go ahead, try it. From what I hear, you can't get near the place already. It's 9 months out. You can't get a room anywhere near the place. So the lodging is for the night before. And from my understanding, people start showing up at that before, I mean, like dawn. Now they're there. They want to get there. And then when it's over, Indianapolis is not that far. Come home. But we got you covered for the night before, which is the really important night. I'm going to give you our phone numbers. I don't expect a bunch of calls for this. It's not cheap. And I also understand that most people just don't have the money to buy something like this. I always understand that. But here's what else I understand. There are a lot of people listening who've done really, really well. We got some pretty well-heeled listeners, and they've proven that by the generosity they've shown for other things. So I'm talking to you, Mr. Executive, Mrs., Ms. Executive, Miss or Mrs. or Ms. I don't even know anymore which. I should just say them all, I guess. And that's something. Guys get like one title.
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Businessman. So, but you got to do Miss, Ms. or Mrs. If you're out there. The other thing I want you to do is, we're leaving here after, well, how many weeks does it say we have? There's four?
Five. This four is, more after this one.
After, so five full weeks. Is that right?
No.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'd like to exit here on a, like, man, just on a high note. I just kicking up dust when we leave by doing some really good stuff. We have the golf tournament the day after. Actually, technically, the day of the golf tournament. I'm not even working for KTRS that day. But it's for Backstoppers, so we're going to do it. And I want you to help this show look really good with regard to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. So I'm going to give you the numbers. And again, I don't expect, but I'm gonna keep touting this and talking about this for the next week or so. And when we hit a number that I think, man, we're done. This is it. Once, twice, three times closed, you will be the proud owner. And this is very legit. Now, this woman, this is the real deal. You can reach us at *KTRS from most cell phones. That's *5877. Or you can call from other phones, other cell phones even, where that doesn't work, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Again, we'll do it later. Call somebody you know. I personally know maybe, I don't know, five or six people who could pay for this and not even... Look, if you're really wealthy, and when I say that, I don't even know what that means. You know what it means. You've done really well. You can afford things like this, and you can afford to help a charity. And maybe you know somebody who loves racing and would do, get it for them. Give them the shock gift of their lives. Say, guess what I have for you, for all you've done for me. that employee, that special employee who's been there 20 years, who's a racing fanatic, say, come into my office. This is between you and me. No other employee needs to know about this, and hand them an envelope. And in it, this package, 4 VIP tickets to the Indy 500 2018. May 27th is the date. Is it May after Memorial Day? Or
it's that weekend. Memorial Day.
Is that
weekend?
A Saturday? Is it always a Saturday? I don't know. Is it always a Saturday or Monday? What's the 27th of May?
27th of May is a Sunday.
Okay. Sunday, May 27th. That's the one with the milk. They drink milk or something, right?
Indy yes. July?
Yeah.
Is it what's strawberries and cream? What is that? Is that
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Kentucky Derby is it? Something.
No, that's
somebody else.
Juleps usually.
Yeah, somebody. There's a strawberries and cream thing at one of these. Maybe that's the Indy 500. So May 27th is a Sunday. 4 VIP tickets, VIP parking pass, and 4 VIP pit passes, and 2 hotel rooms at the Courtyard by Marriott Indianapolis South. What a package! Somebody out there is going to hear about this and is going to call. So there you go. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I know, better late than never. I stepped out of the car at home and realized it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
Oh, man, he was ready.
Take that call, Dan. It may be our first Indianapolis 500 bidder. We have a lot of stuff to kick around today, as we normally do, and I don't even know what it is, because you're going to call us and tell us what we're going to kick around, but we've never just sat here with nothing for us to say or you to say. That's the way it works. Here's what we'll do now. I'm going to take a quick break, and I guess
strawberries and cream is Wimbledon.
That's right, Wimbledon.
Oh, tennis.
Ah, thank you, tennis fan. I should have known that. My wife's going to be mad that I didn't. My daughter would really be mad I didn't know that. Do you know they still have to wear white at Wimbledon?
Yes.
The white rule.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
I know.
You know, most things change over time. They kind of cave in. You know, the Andre Agassi for a while would not play Wimbledon because he liked colors.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do it. Rebel. He wouldn't wear the white. And then finally, okay, if you ever want to win Wimbledon, put on the all white.
And they've still had issues with short skirts and things like that. Yeah. Even white recently.
Yeah. They're very prim and proper. Yes. After all, it's England. I'm sure Trevor Phillips knows about that. Yeah, you got to give them credit, though. It's classy.
Stick to their guns.
Yeah, they do. They do. All the all-white clothing thing. There was one year, one of the players, my wife told me this story, they had him leave the court and change because it was some little part of, like, the top of their socks or something had a color on it.
I think I remember that. Yeah. And that could have been maybe Djokovic or somebody like that.
Yeah. Federer, it was fairly recently. No, go back and come back out with all-white on. Thompson Price, then we'll take a break, we'll come back, we'll talk to you, take some calls, whatever, it's Monday, so Jose Hernandez will be in here, and I will share with you something my daughter made me aware of that my phone will do this weekend, that I knew it would do it, but I didn't know it would do it this way, and it's another one of those, you gotta be kidding me, all this time I could have done that with my phone, so we'll talk about all that stuff, tablets and TVs and cell phones and all with Jose in the 4 o'clock hour. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. This is a company that you really do want to include when you start shopping around for, I want to thank, by the way, Mike Breitenstein. He put a new CSS in here, ours with broken cough suppressor switch.
Oh, nice.
And it's also a TCSS, throat clearing sound suppressor. So you didn't hear me.
No.
You didn't hear that?
I didn't hear
how about this?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Great. Works.
You just do something?
Yeah. You didn't hear it?
No.
New cough and throat clearing suppressor. Thompson Price is in the business of totally and completely remodeling kitchens and bathrooms. And apparently, this show has been a good one to advertise on because it's the second longest running advertiser we have. 21 years.
Oh.
Here's what we've always asked and we continue to ask. When the time comes, you like your house, but you hate the kitchen. You've hated it for a long time, or that bathroom. It's a lot. Not only is it less expensive to redo the bathroom or the kitchen and do it right than it is to buy a better house, newer house, that bigger, better, more expensive house is still not going to have a kitchen or bathroom in it that was custom made for you, unless you build the house. Now, if you build the house, you can bring Thompson Price in and say, I want these people to be in charge of the kitchen. They can do that. We did it when we added on to our house. I told the general contractor, you can do all that other stuff you do, but I'm bringing Thompson Price's people in. They're in charge of the master bathroom, and that's exactly what happened. So all we ask is that when you are ready and you want something way beyond a $5,000, put some paint on some cabinets or replace a couple of drawers, you want it done right, just include Thompson Price. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies that you talk to. And I think that you will, it's just a no-brainer. When you see what they go through to make sure this is going to be perfect compared to what other companies do, they take some shortcuts, not in the work necessarily, but in the planning. Their process is not nearly as thorough in the questions they ask you and the things they want to know, so that when they go to work, it is your dream kitchen or bathroom. You're going to want to sleep in that kitchen for a while. You ever get a car? No, sorry, Pia. I've gotten, when I was younger, like I'd get a new car, I would sit out in the driveway at night and just smell the new. I practically slept in. I was out there at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, read the manual, playing with the knobs. I've done that.
I still love the new smell of a car. It's changed, though, a little bit.
It's a different new smell than it used to be. And now back to Thompson Price. You'll want to sleep in that kitchen. It's so great. You might not even want to leave and go to your bedroom. You're going to be very happy with what you get. Their showroom is about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. And their website is thompsonprice.com.
We're going to get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Crews are working with an accident on northbound Highway 270, a little bit north of Dorset. It is off on the right shoulder, but those two right lanes going up to Highway 70 are really backing up. They're still doing some road work on westbound Highway 270 on the Missouri end of the Chain of Rocks Bridge. The right lane is blocked. You're backed up to Route 3. Eastbound Highway 4064, you're heavy now from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound is slowing. Just approaching Hampton through McCausland, and southbound 270, a little heavy, south of Page to Ladue. This traffic report brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care. Did you know that 91% of guys that use Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant recommend it? So if you're heading to the gym right now, why not pick some up on the way? I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
This is the Big 550.
Yeah, baby.
KTRS. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hi, John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. You know that this summer has taught us one thing and one thing only, and that's the importance of air conditioning. Well, Premier Heating and Cooling is there for you, whether it's the dog days of summer or the cold of winter. 636-916-1122, the oldest and most experienced American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. And they're so good that they've noticed now some of their competitors are now calling themselves the Premier AC Service. Not even close. Make sure that when you call, you get the original. Premier Heating and Cooling, 636-916-1122. Free estimates on any service that needs to be done. 24-hour emergency service available. Financing for the bigger jobs and maintenance agreements that can save you a lot of money over time. But the most important thing is that experience. 25 years, residential and commercial HVAC. If it's too hot in your house or too cold in your business, give them a call. They'll make it right. 636-916-1122, Premier Heating and Cooling.
No one plans for their house to become damaged. And let's face it, the average homeowner doesn't have extra money sitting around for unexpected repairs. But when it comes to something as important as your basement's foundation, you shouldn't avoid it. It must be fixed. Call Helitech. They've been in the business of healing homes for 30 years, and they provide easy financing so you can have your home healed now while the issue is prevalent, but pay over time when it's convenient for you and your family. Honored by the Home Builders Association and the Better Business Bureau alike, you can trust that Helitech will diagnose your basement's problem and fix it the right way the first time. They also provide a transferable warranty for the lifetime of your home, so you can rest easy. Contact the company that has been trusted by homeowners 30 years strong, Helitech. Helitech will have your back from financing to repairing your home. Trust your home to the healing hands of Helitech.
Heal your home with Helitech.
So check it out, man. What do you think of my backyard?
It's all dirt and weeds.
Just envision it. I can see it now. A smoker over there, maybe spa right here, and then we'll put a brand new patio table and chairs right there. Huh?
I think what you see is a mirage.
No way, man. It's an oasis.
At Aspen Spas of St. Louis, they want you to see your yard as an oasis and for you to be able to enjoy every moment spent in it. Aspen Spas is St. Louis's only spa manufacturer designed and built right here in the heart of St. Louis. Go to AspenSpaOfSTL.com or head to their manufacturing plant and showroom located on McCree just off Kings Highway and 44. Not only do they have spas, but everything you need to turn your backyard into your oasis. Top quality American patio furniture from trusted brands and barbecue grills from leaders in the industry like Big Green Egg, Green Mountain Grills, Saber, and The Good One. Make your backyard dreams a reality and go to Aspen Spas today or find them at AspenSpaOfSTL.com.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Well, Eddie, what's new at the world-famous Fast Eddie?
Just a second, Mr. Shannon. I'm sending out a tweet.
A tweet?
Let's see. Hashtag coldest beer in town.
Did you say hash brown?
It's Twitter, Mr. Shannon. You know, social media. I had to sign off with a hashtag.
Social media, huh? You taking Fast Eddie's into the future?
Man, I certainly hope so.
Listen, Eddie, do you still have the coldest beer in town and the tastiest and the cheapest eats?
Of course, Mr. Shannon, we'll have that forever.
And you still have that huge outdoor patio with all the flat screens, live music, and video games?
Yes, sir, Mr. Shannon, we got it all still.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much about your tweeter or your whatever that thing is you're talking about. Stick to what you do best at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Hashtag, if you're 21 and in the mood, get over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, or check them out online at FastEddie'sBonAir.com. Hashtag.
Outdoor life, but in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cup or bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
RTP has the area's largest selection of Yeti products, from hard and soft-sided coolers to cups, bottles, and now the new jugs. They're located just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, ready to play.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. We're sitting here looking and Googling and trying to find out what Indianapolis 500 tickets go for. Here's one of the more popular, credible sites that I found for 2018. It's now these starting at, it says, $1,325 per person, including lodging. But that's just a regular ticket. That's not VIP anything, and it's certainly not a pit pass, and it's not a VIP parking pass. And that's $1,300. I'm sitting on four of these things. Four tickets to the 500, four VIP tickets, I might have, four a VIP parking pass, four VIP pit passes, and two hotel rooms. Not two nights now. This is the night before the race. Two hotel rooms so that if four people go, each couple has a separate room at the Courtyard by Marriott, Indianapolis South. This is a far better package than that thing that I just looked up. That's $1,325 per person. That just means you'll get in and you got a room somewhere. So there we go. And we are looking for bidders for that. And I every dollar goes to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. If you've never been to a Meanies, we need to fix that. I'm not sure what else I can say to get you to go if you haven't been yet. I drive through Chesterfield Valley every day, twice a day. On the way here, I go through, and on the way home, I go through Chesterfield Valley. And I see you know, who's busy all the time. First of all, Anti-Guns, of course, closed on Monday today, but always busy outside of that. And I see the other place. I mean, he has a really big parking lot. Because at times they need a big parking lot. Sometimes they put patio furniture out for these tent sales. Sometimes they have a sale that attracts a lot of people, and then sometimes it's not as busy as others. I would like to see it busy all the time, and I think the only reason it's not always packed is there are still people who don't really understand what a Meanies is or what's in a Meanies, or they think that there's nothing in there they can afford. I know they get that. Because I've heard people say, oh, I walked in there, and here's an example. It's possible. A couple of years ago, I walked in, and I walked right over to a pool table because I just thought, whoa, look at that pool table. That pool table was $65,000. But that was that pool table for that person who wants pearl inlay along the rail and hand-carved, you know, whatever. No, you get pool tables. They sell them all day long. They'll have sales where you can get a pool table for under $2,000, and it's a slate pool table. What they don't sell is that, and I forgot what the material is, like pressed wood or something. You never want that. You always want a slate pool table, or just don't have one. You know, don't embarrass yourself. Wait, save till you can get a real pool table. They have pinball machines. They have arcade games. They have jukeboxes. I've always liked jukeboxes. I know there's better sound. You get a sound system. It's not about that. It's about staring at the bubbles and the colors and watching the mechanics of it. Remember just standing as a kid watching the 45s and the arm pick them up and lay them down?
Sure. Oh, that was cool.
And then the needle comes over,
yeah.
And you just go, wow, look at that. It plays.
The ones that could flip it to the
yeah,
record?
Yeah, turn the record over.
No, but remember, if you had a whole stack of 45s on there, when the last one fell, the arm was like up a little higher and would kind of...
You don't have a stack on a jukebox.
Oh. I was talking about them.
Yeah, you weren't even listening, were you?
No, you're talking about... Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm in pain.
Yeah, well, okay. That's a good excuse. They have jukebox. They have CD jukeboxes. They have jukeboxes that play what's on your iPod or your tablet. They'll play through the jukebox. It's some Bluetooth thing or whatever. This place is fun. It's also, though, a place where you go to find quality in certain areas you can't find in any other store. If you want to buy the best patio furniture made in the world, I mean the best, you're going to go to Meanies. You can find a lot of patio furniture a lot of places, but it's just that standard run-of-the-mill mass appeal patio furniture. Some of it's okay, some of it's crap. They don't sell that at Meanies. They don't sell junk in any category. I've said before, I don't think there are people that realize you can go in there and spend $30-$40 on something. You spend $300-$400 on something. You can spend $300,000 if you want to and outfit your whole basement. And the problem with that is it's like you're the only guy with a pool in the neighborhood. Everybody's going to want to come to your house all the time. It's a terrific store, and there's a lot of stuff in there to make it worth the trip, if that's the only reason, even if it's the only reason you go to Chesterfield Valley. Meanies, top or top, can't miss it, heart of Chesterfield Valley. Check the website, please, on a regular basis, Aminis, Meanies.com. Can we take a couple of calls?
Yes.
Let me throw these numbers out one more time. From most cell phones, *KTRS, that's *5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. I would like to talk to Dan. Dan, how are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm good. How are you?
I am having a terrific day. What's going on?
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You want to go to the Indy 500 by any chance? You got a lot of money.
Where's it at?
Where's the Indy 500? That was good. That was very good. What's up?
AM and the PM, wherever you may go.
Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. We will keep you posted. You will know.
Oh, I know. And on that subject, I was thinking over the weekend, I know you said a couple times you're not supposed to be counting down. I guess that's against the
the law there. But,
no, it's not against the law. It's just I was asked not to do that. So I'll honor that request.
Well, I don't think it's too early to start talking about the final week, just kind of like Johnny Carson years back, and the final joke.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because I was at the lake this weekend, and a listener came up to me. We were at a place I won't name because they don't pay to advertise, but we were listening to a band, which I never do, but it was the Well Hungarians. So I went, and a guy comes over to me, and I'm sitting with my family, and he says, somebody told me that you're Frank O'Pinion. Now, when that happens, this could be somebody it wants to kill you or something, but I said yes. So I shook his hand. His name was Tom. And it was a little noisy, so we got up. I said, step over here where we can hear each other. And he said, are we going to hear the sausage joke?
That was my suggestion.
Well, it's a good suggestion, but I have a better idea. And here's my idea. This would be one of the ways that I will get everybody, to move and listen to where we go. How about if it's the first joke we tell at the next stop? How about that? See, I was actually about to say, all right, we'll tell the sausage until this other idea came to me. So this is my way, Dan, of getting you to make sure you'll be there when we go on the first day. And what I'll probably do is say, I'll tell it sometime during the first week. See, that way, got you for the whole week, and then we got you. And then you'll kind of be in the habit. But that's a great idea.
Either way, you got me.
All right. Well, thank you. We appreciate it. Anything else?
Yep. That's it.
All right, Dan. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Now, this next name is a good, solid name. Why? His name is Herb. So why is it Herb if it's not a person? What is that?
I don't know.
Herb, how are you?
Thanks, man. How are you? I need a problem solver.
Well, uh-oh. Man, he this must be big because he
right
wasted no time. Then you need us because we are
the problem solvers.
What's the problem, Herb?
Look, in December, where do I deliver the commish bread?
Okay, it's commish bread, Herb.
Yes.
Herb, you'll know where to deliver it. Trust me. You'll know.
You think so?
Yeah. Herb, there's frankopinion.com website. There's facebook.com/AM and the PM. Between those two places, you will know where to go. I will not use this station to promote another station.
I understand. I want to turn the tables on you, though.
Okay.
I want to give you the punchline of a joke, see if you know the joke.
I doubt that I'll know it. I don't know very many jokes. Go ahead.
Do you want to buy a toothbrush?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You know
I do.
You know the joke?
And yes, because it's this little kid outsells everybody else. He's the greatest salesman of all time, and they can't figure out how. That's the joke, right?
Well, it's a guy who's really had a job, but he's selling toothbrushes at the airport.
Yeah, but the thing is, they can't figure out how he sells so many.
Right. Yeah,
that's the joke. No, I'm going to go ahead. Tell the joke. Go ahead.
He can't sell a toothbrush. So he goes to the airport, sets up a table with some dip and some potato chips. He would come off the airplane. He gets a sign that says, free chips, potato chips. Free chips and dip. So they take the chip and the dip. As soon as the guy says, this tastes like doo-doo. He says, you want to buy a toothbrush?
Yeah, it's a joke. Yeah. But there's another version of it where there's let's say it's Boy Scouts, and so instead of cookies or whatever, they sell toothbrushes, and this one kid outsells everybody. It's the same joke. He figures out how to go to the airport or whatever. It's a good joke. But
by the way, the last time I brought your commish bread, you were out of town. Did you ever get it?
Absolutely, I got it.
Okay, I have to make sure you got it.
Your commish bread is second only to a lady named Mrs. Ben Seidler.
Yes, I know.
Passed away a long time, and it's the first time I ever tasted commish bread. I would say yours and hers are probably equally good.
Well, that's the story you told. Start bringing you the commish bread.
Well, I hope you bring it as long as you're alive and I'm alive.
I remember how Dr. Doug was wrong and you were right?
I do. And Dr. Doug's Jewish, and he didn't even know how to pronounce Kirschbaum.
Right. Yeah.
I saw him.
Anyway, I know you, wherever you're going, you'll be fine, and I know the reason why you're leaving has got to be a good one.
Oh, it's a really good reason, and I think anyone would leave if they knew what happened. But that's not something I feel comfortable sharing.
I understand.
Yeah, I don't think it would be fair. But Herb, thank you, and I think every single person will be where we go.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. All right. And there'll be, by the way, all kinds of rumors, and there'll be stuff printed. And I can guarantee you none of it will be correct because they weren't in the room when I handed the resignation letter, and they weren't there to hear what prompted it. So just ignore that stuff. I will tell you pretty much all of it at the next stop. But not here. Let me talk. We got time. Let's talk to Will. Will, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Well, pretty good. We need to fix that. What can we do for you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Hang on 1 second. I believe we've done it again, but the singers.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
If you want to go with us to the next place, remember to sing.
Ship up.
Okay, yeah. What's up, Will?
Well, I got a story to tell you.
I like stories.
I live in Spanish Lake, and I went with a friend whose car was broke down in the city. Mm-hmm. And where we were at, it was a bad neighborhood, and I was kind of the only white face there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, tensions were rising with this car, and it was a bad situation that got turned in good because I cracked one of your jokes to the person I was helping to fix their car, and we were standing there, and these other people were with us in a tense situation. And I did the joke about the bull.
And the matador and the restaurant?
Yes, sir. And when I said, sometime the bull, he weaned, it just made the whole situation just go away. And that's what laughter does. It's healing for the soul.
I agree. I saved your life.
Wow.
I actually saved your life.
I tell it to other people in my neighborhood don't listen to the show, but...
That's sad. Isn't that sad?
...with joke. And the people around said, well, listen to KTRS, 550 AM, PM.
Well, don't tell them that now, except for the next couple of weeks.
I've told everybody that you're leaving, and...
Let me ask you, just real quickly, describe the tense situation. Your friend's car broke down in the city.
Well, it was a reverend and his friend. Car and I went down in the neighborhood I was in. A lot of black young bucks were around there, and someone had said something ignorant, and I told him, "Watch yourself, control your mouth." And the pastor's friend that I was with, he said, "Just let it go, let it go." And they come over and they were observing what we were working on, and they knew the guy that owned the car that had broke down. And long story short, these guys were looking to fight, and I'm like,
How many of them, and how many of you?
Four of them and the two elderly gentlemen with me were in their 50s.
Hold on. What? The elderly gentlemen were in their 50s?
Wow.
What?
Wow, those guys.
50s, and the reverend's 72. And anyway,
Now, you've already dug your grave here. Elderly in their 50s. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I'm 56, so.
Well, then you should know better than to call yourself elderly. You're not elderly.
Yeah, knock it off.
But it was an old, I get it. You were outnumbered. They were younger and they wanted to start trouble, and you told that joke and everything was fine?
Well, they were kind of hanging around, and the thing is, I was ready for a fight. Hell, I'd have knocked out. Hey, you had to kill me because I'd have just...
Wow.
But the thing is what it is. I told a joke, and I was telling to the other person because somehow we got on the line of jokes, and I was talking about you on the radio, and then they heard the joke, and they started laughing. And next, the whole thing just mellowed out, and the guy apologized. He was wrong.
Is that great? Isn't that great?
And even the reverend had a little prayer with him, and everybody went on their way. But you know what?
What a great story.
That was a moment where... I owe it to you because I heard that joke, and the first time I heard you tell it, I was having a rough day, man. I laughed my butt off.
All we want in return is you just follow us, okay?
Oh, amen to that.
All right. Thank you, Will.
I love you guys.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. Oh, I said I love you. Well, I do.
Boy.
I do. I love it. How can you not love listeners? They're the people. That's what's kept us here 20 years. That's what's going to help us off the launching pad and be successful from day one wherever we go. We have to take a break. I know that, but when we come back later, if we have time, telling a joke got me out of a big ticket. I've told that story, too, to an Arkansas State trooper who was not a guy that I don't think smiled a lot. He was serious, but he had mirrored glasses. He was, you know, that guy. And I told him a joke, and he let me go. So sometimes, you know, a good joke, if you tell it right, a good joke can calm a tense situation. Gateway Lock and Security. I mentioned last week that my son had sent me a story about a woman who stuff had been happening at her house, so she had surveillance cameras, but maybe I didn't tell it. No, I didn't. She had surveillance cameras put, I don't know where all of them were, but one was on the front porch. They caught a guy poisoning her pet's water.
Oh.
How about that? There was a, I think it was a pet. Well, why else would you have water on the porch? People don't get water delivered to them, do they? So I'm assuming it was the water of the pet, and he put poison in. Was going to kill her dog or cat or something. But he got caught. He got caught because she was smart enough to have a company like Gateway Lock and Security put surveillance cameras there. I guess she knew that somebody around the neighborhood wasn't to be trusted, and boom, got him. And you can lie all you want to, but you can't talk your way out of video. The evidence is there. I made up an expression. Somebody changed it and messed it up. A picture is worth like 100 words.
Wow.
Oh, and somebody embellished it and ruined it and exaggerated it. That's what they do at Gateway Lock and Security. That's one thing they do. I'm very surprised to find out from Derek Nagel and his son that since they've been on the air, they've had a huge increase in their keyless entry and proximity card business. Proximity cards, we walk up and you just, like our parking garage has them. You don't slip the card or swipe, you just hold it up, beep, and boom, the gate opens. That's a proximity card. Keyless entry, we all know what that is. You can enter without a key. That was me. That wasn't a keypad. That was me.
Wow.
They do a lot of that for businesses and now homes. A lot of homes are having that stuff. So whatever it is, please go to their website, take a look at what they do, and know this. These are really nice. It's a family business, good people, and they know what they're doing. Don't try to do this stuff yourself. You'll mess it up. Unless you're in their family or work for them or a comparable company. Gateway Lock and Security, gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
America's banks make the American dream come true. Banks of all sizes help us buy our first homes and grow the businesses that create jobs. But they could be doing even more if Washington would fix the rules that are limiting responsible lending to families and small businesses. We can change that while sustaining the important progress we've made. Tell your senators to unleash the economy's potential by passing common sense regulatory reform. Let's give everyone the opportunity to live the American dream. This message is brought to you by the Fund for Economic Growth.
Staples has low prices on everything kids need to head back to school. When your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Everything they need for less. Staples. It's pro.